This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The U.S. Air Force has detected unsafe levels of a likely carcinogen at underground launch control centers at a Montana nuclear missile base, where a striking number of men and women have reported cancer diagnoses. Air Force Global Strike Command said the discovery is the first from an extensive sampling of active U.S. intercontinental ballistic missile bases to address specific cancer concerns raised by missile community members. In those samples, two launch facilities at Malmstrom Air Force Base in Great Falls, Montana, showed PCB levels higher than the thresholds recommended by the Environmental Protection Agency. PCBs are oily or waxy substances that have been identified as likely carcinogens by the EPA. PCBs can cause cancers like non-Hodgkin lymphoma, a blood cancer that uses the body's infection-fighting lymphatic system to spread. General Thomas Bussier, commander of Air Force Global Strike Command, has directed immediate measures to begin the cleanup process for the affected facilities and mitigate exposure by our airmen and guardsmen to potentially hazardous conditions. After a military briefing in January showed that at least 9 current or former missileers at Malmstrom were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma, a rare blood cancer, the Air Force School of Aerospace Medicine launched a study to look at cancers among the entire missile community, checking for the possibility of clusters of the disease. There could be hundreds more cancers of all types based on new data from a grassroots group of former missile launch officers and their surviving family members. Missileers are military officers who serve in underground launch control centers, where they are responsible for monitoring and, if needed, launching fields of silo-based nuclear weapons. Two missileers spend sometimes days at a time on watch in underground bunkers, ready to turn the key and fire Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missiles if ordered to do so by the president. The Minuteman III silos and underground control centers were built more than 60 years ago. Much of the electronics and infrastructure is decades old. Missileers have raised health concerns many times over the years about ventilation, water quality, and potential toxins they cannot avoid as they spend 24 to 48 hours on duty underground. According to the Torchlight Initiative, at least 268 military members who served at nuclear missile sites or their surviving family members have self-reported being diagnosed with cancer, blood diseases, or other illnesses over the past several decades. At least 217 of those reported cases are cancer, at least 33 non-Hodgkin lymphoma. What's notable about those reported numbers is that the missileer community is very small. Only a few hundred airmen serve as missileers at each of the country's three silo-launched Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missile bases in any given year. Minuteman III silo fields are based at Malmstrom, F.E. Warren Air Force Base in Wyoming, and Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota. There have been only about 21,000 missileers in total since the Minuteman operations began in the early 1960s. In comparison, in the U.S. general population, there are only about 400 new cancer cases reported per 100,000 people each year, according to the CDC, and non-Hodgkin lymphoma affects an estimated 19 of every 100,000 people annually, according to the American Cancer Society. The Air Force discovered PCBs during site visits by its bioenvironmental team from June 22nd to June 29 in the Air Force's ongoing larger investigation into a number of cancers reported by the missile community. Fishing restrictions and closures on several sections of rivers in southwest Montana have been lifted because of the cooler temperatures and rain expected this week. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks announced last Friday afternoon it would lift restrictions and closures on 6 of the rivers that have been in place since July because of water temperatures too warm and water levels too low for trout populations. Hoot owl restrictions are lifted on the Lower Beaverhead, the 4 sections of the Big Hole River, the Lower Gallatin River, the Jefferson, the Lower Madison, and the Ruby River. The full closure of the Madison River below the Ennis Dam has also been lifted. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.